Mrs. Anderson told Dad, "Let me know if you need more blankets, Dr. Lopez. It can get mighty chilly here in the evenings, especially when the wind from the cove begins whispering. Also, remember that supper is served promptly at 6. Don't be late, or you'll miss my homemade cornbread." "That sounds delicious," Dad answered. "Meanwhile, I'm taking my children for a walk on the beach. Tomorrow I have to spend most of the day at the Seafarers Institute, researching the wreck of the Santa Lucia." "Ah, the Santa Lucia," Mrs. Anderson sighed. "I think you'll enjoy unraveling the mysteries of that shipwreck. But do get out for a stroll on the beach this afternoon. Would you like to borrow one of my kites?" "Yes," Gregory and I blurted at the same time, as if we were singing a song or something. "I also have some pails if you'd like to collect shells to take home," she offered. Then a little timer buzzed inside her apron pocket. "That means my apple pies are ready to take out of the oven, so I'll see you later." We took turns flying the kite for an hour or so. It rode the wind above the cove, and as Mrs. Anderson had mentioned, the wind really did seem to whisper as it drifted across the water. Then we walked along the shore, looking for shells and feeling the wet sand squish between our toes. "Why did Mrs. Anderson say that the wreck of the Santa Lucia was mysterious?" I asked. "Divers have found remnants of the ship and part of the captain's log, but very few records," Dad said. "There are lots of theories based on stories that have been passed down from generation to generation. My fifth-grade teacher said that when stories are told over and over again, they turn into legends," Gregory said. "Yes," Dad answered. "Each new storyteller adds a little spice and mystery. But that's what makes a really interesting story, spice and mystery." "You're absolutely right," a man's voice said. And that's when our adventure began.